好，谢谢谢谢徐牧师给我这样宝贵的机会，在这17周年来到亚特兰大。
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to come here to Atlanta Bread of Life Christian Church.
Oh, and give me surprise, John, be my translator.
Wow. Yes. And surprise, 他是我的翻译。
我们也是在很多年前在 Evan 就认识了。
We've known each other many years ago at Evan.
很高兴第一次来到亚特兰大。
Very happy. This is my first time to Atlanta.
我先问一下哈，你们如果参加过我线上的，或是听过我多信息的，举手一下好吗？
Have you heard my messages before? Please raise your hand.
Wow, 那其他的为什么没有听过呢？
What about the other ones? I didn't raise their hands.
没有没有，开玩笑的，开玩笑。Yeah, 真的很高兴有这个机会来，特别是自己灵粮堂的家里面哈。
It's very glad to be here, especially in the family of Bread of Life.
又是在这个受难节跟复活节这个节气。
As the week of this crucifixion and celebrate Easter.
所以谢谢教会的安排，让我在这几天有这样的机会，把神这么多年来在我身上的一些托付，能够来分享给大家。
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to share this burden that God has laid in me for so long.
这个是我自己看错吗？是OK， 好。今天晚上呢，我要先来分享神对世代的心。
I want to share God's heart for the generations.
传承信仰的祝福与挑战。
The blessings and challenges of passing on the faith.
我们就先来读几节的经文。
So let's read from our Bible.
在创世纪第18章17到19节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 to 19.
我们先用中文来读哈，然后再这样用英文读。耶和华说：“我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。我拣选他，我要叫他命令他的子孙和后代家属，遵行耶和华的道，秉行公义，使耶和华所应许亚伯拉罕的话都实现了。”
The Lord says, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all that the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing the righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him."
好，我们先一起再低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，谢谢你。
Dear Father, thank you.
在这样的特别这个受难节的晚上
that in this the night of you being crucified,
让我们一起能够来领受天父的心。
Let us all receive God's heart.
你让你的爱子耶稣基督降世受死，因为你要看到更多的子子孙孙能够来认识你。
You let your son died on the cross so that more of the fallen generations will come to know you.
求你帮助我们能够今天晚上能够摸着神的心，也让我们的心被神来摸着。
Let us touch your heart and you touch our hearts.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 你们如果听过讲到的话，我都喜欢跟大家互动哈。所以呢，我先问一下，瑞士什么最有名？
What is Switzerland famous for?
手表 ，OK.
Watches.
还有呢 ，chocolate. OK. 哇，你们都很清楚。还有呢，风景哦，拍那个 OK. 还有呢，银行。对了
，Thanks.
Yeah, 钱很重要哈，银行。还有一个呢，啊？哦 ，knife. Yes, yes, yes. 其实我这是我要的答案哈，但是还有一个可能大家都不知道的哈。
There's also another one that others may not know.
他们这是他们的这专保护教宗的，就是瑞士的士兵啊。
The soldiers that protect the bishop.
Pope. 这是从15世纪一直到现在。
From 15th century to now.
对的，我要的答案就是这个。
A Swiss knife.
谁有没有？
Who has this?
我也有啊，哇，这个已经20年了，还是如新的一样哈。
20 years I've had this, it's still like new.
那这制造这家的公司的名字叫什么呢？有没有谁知道？谁是那边？不是啊。有没有谁知道这个公司的名字？肯定就不知道了。
Do you guys know the story behind this?
这个叫 Victorinox， okay. 它是一个家族企业。
This is a family business.
现在已经是他们从1884年了，现在已经是第四代的掌门人了。
This is started in 1884, and this is the fourth generation.
所以他这个现在的 CEO 他就说呢，我们作为家族，不是按照季度去考虑问题，想的是世代传承。
We as family do not think in quarters, but we think in generations.
所以如果地上的这些公司，他想到都是要世代传承，何况我们的神呢？
If the worldly thinks about passing down the generations, what about our God?
刚刚我们读到的经文，神说：“我拣选亚伯拉罕，为要叫他命令他的子孙和后代子孙遵行耶和华的道。”
I've chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord.
而且这样使耶和华所应许亚伯拉罕的话都实现的。
And so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised to him.
所以神拣选亚伯拉罕的时候，不是只有想到亚伯拉罕。
So when God chose Abraham, he's just not thinking about Abraham only.
他想到以撒、雅各、以色列。
He thought about Isaac, Jacob, and all those Israelites.
而且要一起因为亚伯拉罕的后代遵行耶和华的道，所以神应许亚伯拉罕的都能够实现。
And it's for the Abraham's generations after him that to let God's promise to him to be fulfilled.
所以求神帮助让我们看到神拣选我们的心。
So when we see God's heart for choosing us,
特别很多时候我们可能在这里都是第一代的基督徒。
Maybe some of us here are first generation Christians.
那如果你把你的名字换亚伯拉罕换成你的名字。
If you switch out the name of Abraham with your name,
神拣选你是要命令你。你的子孙遵行耶和华的道。
God chose you, your generations to follow the ways of the Lord.
使得神应许你的话都能够实现。
That to bring may bring what God has promised you into fruition.
所以我们敬拜崇拜的神是一个看到世代传承的神。
So when we worship God, it's this.
我的光景是怎么样
？To the next generation.
但是我们要回过来看到我们现在的，特别在美国的光景是怎么样
？But we have to look at the situation where we're at in America.
这个视频是不是肯定要同工帮我放，对不对？好，你可不可以帮我按一下，好吧
？Can you play this video for us?
哦，声音没有出来。
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
休斯顿，我们有麻烦了。
啊，各位，谢谢。好 ，Yeah. 以前我都是他这个位置，现在终于有。
如果你听，
如果你看我刘，每次刘同牧师在讲到，都是我在旁边翻译的。
If you see Pastor 刘同 I'm always next to him translating.
特别到我们教会办那个特会的时候
，especially when we have special events.
那很多人都以为我们两个在演相声。
People would think we're doing operas.
Anyway, okay.但这里是亚特兰大 ，We can say, yeah, 这是阿波罗十三号里面的电影的一个很有名的台词。
This is a very famous quote from this movie.
那什么问题呢
？What is the problem?
在美国去年的统计，第一次美国参加会友的人数降到50%以下。
The church membership falls below for a majority for the very first time in the U.S.
而且我后来看一下，这个教会其实不是只有基督教，包括所有上宗教的，天主教、东正教、犹太教、回教都算。
It includes all religions, from Catholics to Eastern Orthodox to Muslims to all the other religions.
但你如果从世代来看，那更是一代不如一代。
You see that it just keeps getting worse generation after generation.
我想我们这些常常都听到了。
We always heard.
但是教会的光景呢
What about the situation in church?
这在美国的统计呢，在从小在教会长大，后来离开的有 64%。
So the 64% of people that grew up in church left church.
这些是从小在教会长大的。
These are the people that grew up in church.
那华人教会呢？
What about in Asian churches?
很多统计更是从可以从75%-90%。
From 75%-90%.
这是我们要面对的挑战。
This is what we need to face. This is a challenge that we are facing.
我就想到耶稣有这样一个比喻。
Jesus has this parable.
如果我们有100只羊，一只迷失了，那怎么办？
If 100 sheep, one is lost, what do we do?
撇下那99只去寻找那一只失丧。
We leave the 99 to find that one.
但是我今天要把它反过来。
We need to reverse this.
我们是不是99只迷失掉了？
Is it 99 lost?
让我们还很高兴说，哎，我还有一只啊。
I'm still happy. Oh, I still have one left.
我们是不是常常这样？
Are we like this always?
我在英文堂服侍了快20年。
I've been serving in the English ministry for 20 years.
感谢主，我还有不止一只。
I thank God that I have more than one.
Amen. Yeah. 但是我不满足。
But I'm not satisfied.
为什么有这么多只的羊流失的呢？
Why do we lose so many sheep?
特别是这么多只羊流失，但是很少听到教会怎么去寻找出答案。
It's we see so many sheep being lost, but we hear no solutions from the church.
常常我们看到就是那留下一只在那里，我们可以高举它，但是。却有那么多只流失的，我们。
We see one that we can be very proud of, but then we at the same time we're not seeing the.
所以我在服侍过程里面，我就这个，我说神圣的不满足就越来越大。
This holy unsatisfaction keeps growing on me.
所以是这个有关下一代的议题，其实放在我心里很久。
So this next generation has been laid in my heart for a long time.
感谢主，因为疫情震惊选情。
Thank you that this whole COVID situation.
所以神让我有机会来各地来分享这样信息。
I've been going to many places to share this message.
所以第一个我们要看到每一代都很重要。
We have to say every generation matters.
因为神拣选了亚伯罕是要他命令他的子孙。
God has chosen Abraham so that he can command his generation that's after him.
如果你看创世纪的时候，很多这个字世代呢一直在重复。
You will see a repetition in generations.
这个希伯叫 Toledov.
In Hebrew, Toledov.
所以你看，在二章四节，创造天地的来历，那个字其实就是 Toledov.
The word generations is Toledov.
所以英文都可以看到是 generation， 但中文它就翻译的不一样。第五章亚当的后代。
The offsprings of Adam.
挪亚的后代。
The Noah's offspring.
挪亚的儿子闪、含、雅弗的后代。
Noah's
the generation of Noah,
Shem, Ham, and Joseph.
You want to stand closer? It's okay.
Okay.
All right. 所以你可以看到这个神的心意，这个一直看到是。每次我们看到家谱的时候，你就觉得啊，很无聊。
When we see the family tree, it's oh so boring.
但是神却很看重这个。
But God values this a lot.
今天我们在庆祝，在纪念耶稣的受难。
When we remember Jesus' crucifixion.
Oh God, but oh sorry, that's why you didn't see. Okay, all right. 看。耶稣的家谱。
This is genealogy of Jesus.
如果少了一代，耶稣就没办法诞生。
If we're missing one generation, then Jesus could not be born.
所以你看，为什么马太福音跟路加福音要来记载耶稣的家谱
？Why so we see in the book of Matthew and book of Luke records the genealogy of Jesus?
甚至是路加可以追溯到亚当啊。
And in the genealogy that's recorded in Luke, we can go all the way back to Adam.
所以让我们看到神是看重世代传承的。
God values the passing down of generations.
特别在出埃及记的时候。
In the book of Exodus.
当这个摩西要跟法老在那里说 Let my people go.
摩西说让我的百姓离开。
嗯，中文很好啊。他在法老就在那里跟他的讨价还价。
Pharaoh is going back and forth with Moses.
你们大人去就好了吧。
Let's just let the adults go.
可是摩西说 No.
Moses says no.
我们要和我们的老的少的儿子女儿同去。
We will go with our sons and our daughters.
如果今天我们是不是啊，这个太吵了，我们就自己去就好了。
We say, oh, this is too noisy. We'll go by on our own.
是不是常常其实你看到教会这样的光景呢
？Do you see church like this as well?
所以第一个我们要看到。每一个世代都很重要。
We need to know that every generation is important.
其实撒旦是最认识、最知道神的。
Satan knows God really well.
如果撒旦要考圣经的，当做 SAT 来考，他一定得满分。
If Satan treats Bible as an SAT, he will get full score on it.
但是他因为很懂，所以他就是要把神的话给 reverse。
And it's because he knows God's word so well, he wants to change or reverse it.
所以我们的挑战就是我世代的崛起。
The rise of me generation.
神看的是世代的传承。
God sees a passing down of generations.
撒旦就故意要来，就是要变成我自己的世代。
And Satan comes and reverses, makes it the me generation.
那其实这个呢，已经进行了很久了。
And this has started already for a while.
在1976年这个 New Yorker 的 magazine
In 1976 this New Yorker magazine
他就说了 The me decade 我年代
The me decade
他说我们现在正处于我年代中看到了美国历史上第三次伟大的宗教浪潮的上升趋势而这一浪潮是最大最神圣的浪潮它的节拍是 me, me, me
We are now in the me decade seeing the upward roll of the third religious wave in American history, and this one has the mightiest, holiest role of all, the beat that goes me, 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 me.
特别是我想是从这个二次大战以后啊，这个 hippie, yuppie, 我就开始更多注重个人。
Especially after World War II, the whole hippie movement has put emphasis on me.
然后到了2013年就变成 the me, me, me generation.
And in May 2013, it's now the me, me, me generation.
所以我们不要只怪哦，现在的年轻人。
We don't blame the young people.
其实是从我们开始的。
It started from us.
有一本书呢，就叫做 Generation Me.
There's a book called Generation Me.
啊，这不是基督徒写的书。
It's not a book written by Christian.
是一个社会学心理学家在 San Diego 的教授写的。
It's a socialist professor that studies sociology. He wrote this book.
但是呢，对现在这个世代呢，他的描述非常的写的很贴切。
The way he describes the current this generation is very fitting for what we're seeing today.
他的特别你看他的书名，他说为什么今天美国的年轻人比以前更有自信、独断特权，却比以前更加悲惨。
Why today's young Americans are so more confident, assertive, and entitled, and more miserable than ever before?
如果你有青少年的孩子呢，这本书是蛮不错的，可以看到一些问题，但是他没有答案。
If you have teenagers, this is a great book to read, but it has no answers.
如果你问年轻人说现在你人生的目的是什么？
If you ask a teenager, what is the purpose of life?
不然你就说年轻人哈，或者说你觉得答案是会是什么？
What do you think the answers would be?
你人生的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of life?
你人生的目的是什么？当然我指的是说可能非基督徒吧。
We're talking about non-Christians.
但是呢，我就在读这本书的时候啊
，When I read this book,
就是几年前，然后呢，就刚好教会有一个高中生来我家找我。
We have this, my church has this high school that comes to my house and finds me.
我就说，哎，刚好来测验一下。
Let me just test it out.
哎，我就说，哎，教你，教你，但我们这他，我不是真的要教你啊。来来来，我问你一下，你人生的目的是什么呢
？So we asked this person, Johnny, Johnny, what is the life? What is the purpose of life?
他说 ，Be happy.
He said, be happy.
我说，哇，真准啊！因为这本书讲的就是 be happy.
And it's very fitting because this book talks about be happy.
他说，这一世代的人从来没有认识过一个把职责优先于自己的世界。
This generation has never known a world that put duty before self.
最重要是你的感觉和快乐。
The most important thing is how you feel and being happy.
所以，如果是这样的话，那我们是不是应该更快乐，不是吗？
So shouldn't we be happier now?
如果我们的所有的精神就是为了要让自己快乐。
If the whole purpose is to be happy.
但是相反的。
But the reverse is
happening. 这是他说，然后自我优先日益增长的趋势导致无与伦比的自由，但也造成巨大的压力去独自承受。
The growing tendency to put the self first leads to unparalleled freedom, but it also creates enormous pressure to stand alone.
他的研究很有意思，哈，他说，在一次大战、二次大战，甚至美国大萧条的时候，人都比现在活得快乐。
They did a study, is the generations that have experienced World War I, World War II, even the Great Depression, they're happier than this generation.
Wow, 为什么呢?
Why?
这是他说的，因为以前的人是为别人活的。
Because the past generation lived for other people.
这个不是跟圣经的道理很 match 吗?
Isn't this the principles that we read in the Bible?
你要舍己，你才能够得到真正的快乐啊。
So deny yourself, then this is how you receive true happiness.
可是现在，因为这个世界跟我们说，你真要做，就是要让自己快乐。
But the world tells you you need to be happy for your own.
那反而更不快乐。
That actually makes you more miserable.
所以你看这些青少年抑郁和忧郁，为什么孩子们过得不好
？Teen depression and anxiety. Why are kids are not all right?
你在一次、二次那时候有听过这个 teen depression 吗？
Have you heard of teen depression in those world wars?
所以明天你们一定要来上来听这个世界观这一堂讲座。
You guys have to come tomorrow to listen to this macro view.
很多时候我们只看到表面的情形。
We always look at the surface level.
其实后面那个思想在带领着我们。
It's the thinking, the ideologies leading us.
所以圣经早就警告我们了。
So Bible has warned us already.
在提摩太后书那里提到说，你该知道在末世危险的时代，那时人会专爱自己。
That in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 to 3 says that in the last days people will be lovers of self.
所以神看到的是世代的传承。
We God sees the passing down of generations.
可是撒旦就来破坏，就是要让你看到自己这样的时代。
But the Satan comes and makes people the lovers of self.
那我们就看到很多这些所造成的问题。
And we see the problems caused by this.
盼望我们这一次，特别是感谢主在教会庆祝十七周年的时候
，As we celebrate the 17th anniversary，
我们更能够重新看到怎么样能够连接世代，把信仰能够传承下去。
We can see how to reconnect the generations so that we can pass down the faith。
怎么样来重新连接世代
？Reconnect the generations。
我跟徐牧师一样，以前也是做电脑的。
I like Pastor Xu. I'm a computer guy。
我们在做的，我们都知道电脑有在以前那个是，现在还就是个人电脑 PC 对。
We were developing the PCs.
然后有 mini computer.
There's mini computers.
然后就大型的电脑叫 mainframe, right?
We have big computers called mainframe.
然后再更大的是什么 ？Super computer, right?
We have bigger ones called super computers.
那有几个人会有 super computer?
How many people has these super computers?
很少吧。Okay.
Very rare.
但是大家想到，如果说、啊、你要有 更有 power， 你就要买更大的电脑。
So if you want more processing power, you need to buy a bigger computer.
但是不是每个人都有。
But not everyone has this.
但是有一种叫 clustering computing.
There's a thing called cluster computing.
你只要把所有的个人电脑都连接在一起。
If you can connect all the personal laptops that you guys have.
然后做同样一件事情。
And do one job.
那个。Power 能够大过超级电脑。
That power is even bigger than their supercomputers.
所以我们不需要去找什么超级牧师啊。
We don't need to find some super pastors.
我们就是要连接在一起。
We need to connect to each other.
向着神给我们的标杆直跑。
To go for the goal that God has for us.
那个能力是超乎一个人的。
That power is beyond just one man.
特别是世代的连接。
Especially the connection of generations.
我为了做英文牧师，我真的看了很多书。
Because as an English pastor, I have to read a lot of books.
也参真的是想我去想找能够反正能够有效的，我就去用。
能够
有效的 ，it works.
Oh, if anything that works, I'll go read it up.
但是我今天所讲就是我试过各些的啊。
So this is what I'm here to share with you. What I read.
这本书他就提到说。很多时候我们强调教会是准备下一代以实现上帝的旨意。
Original assumption, the church exists to prepare the next generation to fulfill God's purposes.
但是他说新的思维是要连接各个世代，在他们的时代实现神的旨意。
And this is new thinking. It's the church is a partnership of generations fulfilling God's purposes in their.
就像我刚刚讲的，如果每个世代都连接在一起的时候
，It's when the connection, the partnership of generations.
然后每个世代做神在他们这个世代要做的事情。
And every generation do what God has called that generation to do.
所以，今天晚上跟明天，我们就是要从不同的角度来谈怎么连接。
Today and tomorrow, we're talking about how do we actually make the connection.
今天晚上我就特别谈连接于神的话。
We talk about reconnect with God's word.
可能大家觉得说，哦，这不是就是最老生常谈的吗
？This is the most original saying.
Most basic, right?
Most basic.
但是，却这是最重要的。
But this is also the most foundational.
因为这里提到说，我要叫他命令。他的子孙和后代家属做什么？遵行耶和华的道。
So may he command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord.
我们连结不是让他们为了让他们上名校更成功。
We connect not because oh to have more success,
而是要他们能够每个世代能够遵行神的道。
It's for every generation to keep the way of the Lord.
其实你看所有的神。很多我明天跟你讲到在生命记那里提到在以弗所这里提到都是用到神的话
Deuteronomy Ephesians talks about the word of God
当然我们教会就常就讲圣经对
Churches we talk about Bible right
但是呢却是有圣经文盲的丑闻、啊、
But then this is the scandal of biblical illiteracy
这是我美南浸会神院长写了一篇文章啊
And it's written by this theologist. This is our problem.
他说呢，在美国呢，特别在美国，我们很多基督徒，我们很多圣经，现在更是所有的手机都有。对，但是说我们敬畏圣经呢，但是却对圣经敬而远之啊。
He says this Americans revere the Bible, but by and large they don't read it.
根据就统计一下哈，我想应该你们这个不会发生在这里啊。
I want to do a quick survey.
哦，给我。福音书前四本
Give me the four gospel books
新约圣经前四本
The four
哇那你们已经超过50%以上了、啊、
You guys are doing better than the 50%
我再问一下哈
Let me ask you more
登山宝训是谁讲的
Who wrote the sermon on the mount
哇那你们更厉害了你知道很多人回答说是格里汉牧师说的
Some people say it's Billy Graham that said it
我再问一个
Let me just ask another one.
索多玛、俄摩拉是什么
？Sodom and Gomorrah. What is that?
哇，你看，真的是牧师教导有方哈。
Your pastor is very great at teaching.
然后，可是你知道，当他们在问这个时候，很多美国的年轻人听到 Sodom and Gomorrah， 哦，好像是不是一对夫妻啊
？They said, "Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah. That sounds like a name of a couple."
所以他就提到说呢，当一代人相信索多玛、俄罗拉是已婚夫妇时，如何在圣经中塑造对人类性的理解
？So how can generation be biblically shaped in its understanding of human sexuality when it believes Sodom and Gomorrah to be a married couple？
然后他就特别提到，青年事工被要求解决问题、提供娱乐，并让孩子忙碌，实际上有多少个？本地教会青年节目在年轻人中产生了大量的圣经知识。
No wonder Christians are showing a tendency, Youth ministries are asked to fix problems, provide entertainment to keep kids busy, but how many local church youth programs actually produce substantial biblical knowledge in young people?
怎么解决呢?
So how do we fix the problem?
他说这取决于这一代的基督徒恢复从家中开始。
It depends on this generation of Christians to reverse the course. Recovery starts at home.
从家中开始。
The recovery starts at home.
而不是在说给教会的主日学。
It's not for the Sunday schools.
他说我们不会相信比我们知道的更多，我们无法活出高于我们的信念。
We will not believe more than we know, and we will not live higher than our beliefs.
这一代人必须对圣经文盲的问题认为认真，否则令人恐惧的大量美国人，包括基督徒，将继续认为索多玛、俄摩拉，从此过上幸福快乐的生活。
This generation must get deadly serious about the problem of biblical illiteracy, or a frightening large number of Americans, Christians included, will go on thinking that Sodom and Gomorrah lived happily ever after.
其实这个是不是已经发生了？
Isn't this happening now?
所以。听起来是很基础的，但是因为我们没有把神的话语传给我们的下一代。
It sounds very foundational, but because we did not pass down the word of God to the next generation,
常常我们想到的只是用一些 program 来取代。
We just think about how to use pronouns to substitute for gender.
其实我想到是我。
I'm thinking about me.
我做牧师的时候，每年我讲说，我想每个教会都有，就是哎，每年我们把圣经从头到尾读一遍，对不对
？Every year we have this Bible plan, right? We read the Bible once over every year.
是不是
？Right?
但是不是真的能够读完呢
？Is it do you really finish it in one year?
很多时候出了埃及就死在旷野。
Every time when you left Egypt, you died in the wilderness.
因为出埃及记完，下一本是什么
？When you after Exodus,、啊、it's
立位记你就死在旷野了读不下去了、啊、
can't finish it
但是呢这个疫情呢神给我很多新的启发
through this COVID situation God has given me a lot of revelation
其实之前呢我就看到这本书啊、叫做英文叫做 From Now On 中文有翻译本叫扬帆待发、
English this book is called From Now On
其实这本是一个很老的书了
This is a very old book.
它是写给那个初信主的。
It's written for those new believers.
所以我有这本中文本已经很久，但是我都不去看。啊，这是给初信主的。
We have this book for a while, but this is for new believers.
后来我因为要带这个受洗班呢，我就说，拿来看一下吧。
So because I need to lead this baptism class, so let me just read it.
哇，它里面特别有一章就写到怎么读经啊。
It talked about how to read Bible.
给我很深的启发。
Has given you a big revelation.
所以我后来刚一受洗的，我都买这本书给他们了，叫 From Now On.
So when they were baptized, I bought this book for all of them.
他就提到呢，属灵伟人都有两个共同的特征。
There are two common characteristics of great men of God.
要不要猜一下
？Do you guys want to guess what that is?
都有两个特征。
There are two common characteristics.
Yeah. 你看，大家都很，就是说，他们都有长进的祷告生活。
They have a well-developed prayer life.
第二个，他们每年都通读整本圣经。
They all read the whole Bible through each year.
然后他就说，为什么一定要一年读完一遍呢
？Why do we have to read the Bible once a year?
难道不能五年读一遍可以吗
？Can we not finish the Bible in 5 years?
然后我只是摘录他一些书里面的东西，好，给大家一个。他说呢。这个可能任务就是，五年读完一遍。如果你说好，我20岁信主，我决定5年把圣经读完一遍。
So I became a Christian at 20 years, so I decided to read through the Bible in 5 years.
然后你25岁就读完几遍呢
？So when you're 25 years old, how many times have you finished it?
你们数学都很好哎。
You guys are very good at math.
但是他就说呢， Once. 那只有一次，你还是婴儿。
That at that time, you're still, because you read it once, you're still a baby.
那三十岁你读了几遍呢
？30 years old, how many times have you finished it?
两遍，那你
Twice.
你才上了幼稚园。
You're barely out of kindergarten.
可是我从小就信主，我三十岁我也还没读过两遍。
I'm 30 years old and I didn't finish it twice.
然后40岁读了几遍呢
？40 years old.
才四遍，他说仍然是一个属灵的青少年。
You're only a mere spiritual adolescent.
然后你六十岁读了几遍
？60 years old.
60 yeah, 读了几遍？八遍。
How many times? Eight times.
人很难说是成年人。
It's still hardly an adult.
哦、oh, ，他用这种方式，我觉得很有意思。然后呢
？He uses this. I think it's very interesting the way he describes.
然后他说，你可能想说 ，mission impossible。
I think it's mission impossible.
然后说你二十年二十岁的时候，你说好，我决定每年要把圣经读一遍。
If you decide at 20 years old you want to read through the Bible every year, once a year.
那你三十岁你已经读完几遍了
？30 years old, how many times?
十遍了。他说你对上帝的事物有深入的了解了。
You're already a man of God, having deep knowledge of the things of God.
然后四十岁已经几遍了
？40 years old, how many times?
二十遍了。他就说你是一个。真正的先知或老师能给后代有正面的信息，你是孩子们的属灵导师，也是教会的支柱。
You're being a prophet, or teacher, having a positive message for the rising generation, being a source of inspiration for your children, a pillar of the church.
然后六十岁你已经读完四十遍了，无论老少，你都有这个振聋起跪的宝贵信息给他们。
By 60 years old, you finished 40 times. Now you have an invaluable and stunning message for young and old.
Wow, 你这样是不是给你有不同的看见
？This gives you another inspiration.
然后我最近呢，又看到一本书说呢，犹太人呢对圣经有难以置信的敬畏，他们被认为是圣书之名。
The Jews have, because of their devotion to scriptures, they have often been called the people of the book.
每个与上帝同行都有责任阅读和研究《托拉》。
Jews are taught that it is the duty everyone walks with God and read and study the Torah for themselves.
而且是父母从小在家里教他们读。
It's the parents that growing up they would teach their kids.
而且我很意外，你知道犹太人教他们读的第一卷书是什么吗
？Do you know the first book what they taught their kids is?
就是立位记
The book of Leviticus
我们死在旷野的那一本书
It's the book that we died
很难想象哈 因为其实立位记就讲到 God is 神, 要神是圣洁的我们要跟神圣洁
In the book of Leviticus it talks about God is holy so we need to be holy
所以这本书就给很多启发然后呢它里面有很多我只是摘录一下就是说呢你可以教，你可以带你的孩子。他说，第一个呢，你可以标记你的圣经。
So some of the stuff that talks about when reading Bible is to you can mark your Bible.
好，不要只读那个电子版的。
Don't just read the electronic version.
读这个纸本的。
Read the paper version.
而且我真的鼓励我们做父母呢，既然生在美国呢，你找那个英中文跟英文的，这是我的圣经啊。
I encourage you that for your kids, you can have translations that have both Chinese and English.
啊，所以你就可以在上面画重点，而且用不同的颜色、不同的主题。
So you can use different highlighting that represents different colors with different meanings.
然后找一本笔记本呢，把你的这个每一章的大纲给它写下来。
You have a notebook that write down the outline of each book by chapter.
啊。还有单讲很多，还有一个最重要、最有意思，就是写你的灵修日记。
And thirdly is to write your spiritual journal.
他说每一处经文都是你亲身的体验，是神焚烧在你心里的熊熊烈焰，那是你的心声，也是神透过你整个生命的说话。世界迫切需要听到这种声音。
With each coming out with the full impact of the experience that God has burned into your own soul, it is the very heart speaking.Or rather, it is God speaking through your whole being that the world desperately needs to hear that voice.
很多时候我们读圣经好像灵修就、哦、好像就、哦、打卡一样 check off.
It's when we read the Bible, it's like you're checking off a checklist.
但是当你写下灵修经文的时候，其实你就是在回应神今天对你的说话。
When you're writing spiritual journal, you're actually responding to what God spoke to you today.
然后我就用这一本叫做 Your Daily Walk.中文不是翻译，但是很像的，这个、叫与主同行，它就是帮助你，就是说、今天要读哪几章，这样从头到尾把圣经读完。
This Your Daily Walk by Bruce Wilkerson. This talks about just a guy that tells you what to read for each day.
疫情前呢，我就已经把我们的英文堂的都安排好了，要用这个 Your Daily Walk 把圣经读完一遍。
So.Pre-COVID, I already arranged for our church to go through, use the daily walk as a guide for us to read through the Bible once a year.
而且我还 pair 哈，你们几个一组哈，然后礼拜天见面的时候呢，我给你们前去 Starbucks 去谈一谈你们这个礼拜的读经生活怎么样。
So I put them in pairs and in groups in pairs so that they and even give them money to go to Starbucks so that they can discuss what they read.
可是三月疫情不就发生了吗
？So the COVID situation happened in March.
我说那怎么办呢？我都计划好了。
I planned for all this already what to do.
结果我就说、哦、既然大家都在家里了，那我们就上线来一起读吧。
Well, everyone is locked down at home. Let's go online and read.
所以早上八点我就开这个 room 带大家一起用我们这样的就开始读。
So at 8 a.m. we opened the Zoom meeting so that we all can come in.
有一些大一点的孩子说八点太早了。
Some bigger kids say, "Oh, 8 a.m. is too early."
没关系。
It's okay.
五点钟来
，Come at five。
我五点又开一班
I'll do another session at five。
结果到现在都没有停过。
From then till now, we have not stopped at all。
当然后来一开学，这些我们教会的都就不见了。后来我在网上很多人听到我就开放给所有愿意参加的，不是只有孩子哦，大人也可以啊。
So, but then when the school opens up, the kids went back to school, but then I opened it up for anyone that wants to come.
我本来就想说，好好好，我带你们走三个月就好了。
I was thinking, oh, I'll just leave for 3 months.
结果这些孩子不让我停。
But these kids won't let me stop.
去年走到年底了，我说可以停了吧。
We lasted until last year, and then we said, maybe it's time to stop, I asked.
他们说还要继续。
They said, no, we want to keep going.
我真的神的话语是可以比蜜还甘甜的。
God's word is even sweeter than honey.
啊，我就发一个这个其中一个，这些都是美国各州的哈，也有加拿大的，后来也有国内的哈。那这其中能不能放一下这个是
？We have this video that is people from everywhere.
It's all emailed. Okay, so when I joined the first meeting, I didn't even have my ESP Bible.I kind of just listen and see how other kids answer questions and share the titles. Then I started having so much fun highlighting and underlining words and making notes. This made me so much closer to God and seeing his ways. He is the loving and merciful and faithful God. I started noticing the details of every story. Before, I kind of just knew like the basic stories, not very detailed Bible stories like Adam and Eve and Noah's Ark.Then I realized there's no more to that, like how the tabernacle was built, the specific years that David reigned in Israel, and many others. I started learning new things and having a more descriptive title for specific verses. And a lot of people may think that the book Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers are boring, but I learned so many interesting facts, which is so cool.A lot of kids and teenagers are older than me, and I always liked listening to their reason of why they chose their verses. I love these devotions, and now I usually join two devotions a day, one before school and the other before dinner. I've learned a lot and have created a new passion in reading the Bible. Then I also joined the worldview class, which made me learn even more things about sin, society, and different isms like secularism, theism, and the other stuff. Although we may think that COVID-19 is terrible, God uses pandemic so that we can all gather in Zoom from all over America and the world and read his words with Pastor Len. It's all email.
Okay. 所以呢，还在继续哦。
So the kids want to keep going.
那现在呢，我不在的话，他们都可以来带了。
So now I'm not here, they'll actually leave.
我就讲，所以讲，就是说，让他看到，就是说，也是神给我启发，就是说，是我们做牧师的，这只有抓到礼拜五，只有抓到礼拜天。
So as pastor, it gave me a revelation that sometimes pastors we do until Friday or Sunday.
但是每天呢
？What about every day?
你看那个影响力会多大呢
？If we do this every day, what is the power that comes out of this?
特别是神要做父母的来教导神的话，再给我们下一代。
As parents, we need to teach the word of God to our kids.
我只是想说用这样来启发鼓励大家，其实不是那么。 困难的事情。
I want to just share this revelation that I had. It's actually not that hard to do this.
甚至就是半个小时都可以。
Maybe even 30 minutes.
其实我们就只有40分钟。
Our stuff is only 40 minutes.
而且没有玩 game.
We didn't play games.
一来就祷告。
We start right with prayer.
然后我们就开始读经。
We start reading the Bible.
而且呢，我后来我就开始教他们希伯来文跟希腊文。
I start teaching them Hebrews and Greeks.
每天我就先看一下，哎，今天这个哪几句话是比较重点，我就找希。就把它找希伯来文出来。
So I will find which verses are the main verses, and I will find the.
然后呢，我们读的时候呢，就把那个字给换掉了。
Sometimes I will switch out the words.
哇，多有意思啊
！It's very interesting.
所以这个有些人进来就说，你就问我说，哎，你们那个版本是什么版本？我怎么都听不懂。
So what is your version? I can't really understand what you just said.
因为你每天累积下，我们已经累积了一百多个希伯来语了。
We have already accumulated over 100 Hebrew words.
因为我自己也想学，啊，所以当我们每天这样做的时候，其实是很有趣的。
And when we do this every day, it's actually very interesting.
然后我们读完以后呢，我就会让他们五分钟，叫每个人选几节经文，然后给一个标题。
I want, and then after we read, we'll ask them to pick a few verses and label it with a topic.
然后就打在那个 chat 上面。
And they will put it in the chat.
然后我就点一下说，哎，你为什么选这个？分享一下。
So I'll read through and then see. We'll ask one to share why they wrote this.
你会真的很amazed这个六七岁的孩子，他们自己从神话语的看见。
You were amazed at the 6 and 7 years of how much they would receive from the Word of God.
你不需要去嚼，给他们弄了很多好玩的，然后说，哎 ，Jesus love you.
You don't have to.Choo-choo and then give them many games and then to tell them Jesus loves you.
当他们直接读神的话语，同样的圣经啊，他们神是直接可以跟他们说话的。
When they read directly read about for themselves, God will speak to them directly.
所以求神帮助我们，让我们看得很平常的圣，但是让我们每一天能够带领我们的孩子，我们全家一起来读神的话语。
So mundane days that you will lead your kids and read the Bible together.
如果你可以。开始每天与上帝共度一个小时或是三十分钟，那么你将无法限定上帝会如何使用你。
If you could begin to spend time in 1 hour with God, there's no telling what God will do with you.
所以让我想到我们在台湾都要当兵哈。
In Taiwan, we have to serve in the military.
那这个就是我们的基本训练。
This is our basic training.
我们在教会谈了很久，办了很多特会，但是若我们的基本功没有的话，那我们还是不能吃干粮啊。
We have so many programs at church, but if you don't read the Bible, we can't chew the actual solid food.
所以 Chuck Cohen 他提到说，如果我们真的看到现在是一个属灵的征战的时候，那我们是不是要真的很认真的对待我们这个手册，就是我们的圣经？
So if we really believe that there's a spiritual warfare, should we really treat seriously the Word of God?
今天也是因为大家都不读神的话语，所以就是你讲你的意见，我讲我的意见，讲我的再见。
It's because everyone's not familiar with the Bible, so you share your opinion, I share my opinion, and then we depart.
So we have different opinions.
We have different viewpoints that's different than our kids.
Because we're
using our own interpretation.
It's
from our background of how we grew up.
And then
kids is influenced by the outside world.
So
then that causes us not to be able to connect.
今天我们不再讲中华文化或西方文化。
We're not talking about the Eastern culture or the Western culture.
It's
talking about the culture of the Bible.
If we
don't read our Bible, we cannot connect. Passing down the faith to generations, the very first thing is read the Word of God.
而且这神的话不是只有来礼拜天的来上课上主日学的话。
It's not just come to church once a day to listen to the Word of God, go to Sunday school.
而是每一天的。
But it's every day.
我忽然想到，其实呢，我们时常一讲门训。
We always talk about making disciples.
其实呢，只有一个信主以后，你就带他走一年，那不就是门训了吗？
It's just if you lead a person for 1 year, isn't that making disciples?
带着他每天，真的，我看着孩子已经有些已经在网络上天天见面两年多了。
There's some kids that I've led for almost 2 years now.
真的是看他们在长大。
I've seen them grow up.
那有时候我到不同的地方去聚会的时候，就可以碰到他们。
And then when I go to different places, I will see them.
所以，让我们希望你们被激励到哈。
I hope you guys are encouraged.
所以今天呢？ 我们是受难节。
So today is the day of crucifixion.
你看在哥林多前书那里，保罗说：“我当日所领受又传给你们的最重要，就是按圣经所说，基督为我们的罪死了，并且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。”
So I deliver to you as the most important what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
你看，都是按着圣经所说。
It's in accordance with the scriptures.
所以回到我们今天的经文。
Let's go back to our scripture.
让我们把叫我们的子孙和后代子孙能够遵行耶和华的道。
To let our household to keep the way of the Lord.
使耶和华所应许亚伯拉罕的话都实现。
So that that may bring the promises to Abraham to into fruition.
好，我们再下去看有没有我的那个，你下一页是什么？我这边没有了。哎，下一个。哦 ，OK， 我可能本来好，那我们今天就有回应诗歌，对不对？好。那我们就今天就听着，盼望我们明天有三堂，我们可以从世界观、从家庭、从教育来谈怎么跟世代连接。
So tomorrow we'll look at it from the macro view, worldly view, with from family view and 世界观、家庭观。
Okay, well, yeah, from world view and family and education. 好，我们先一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，谢谢你让我们今天晚上能够一起在这里聚集。
Thank you for gathering us tonight, Lord.
求你把我们这个世代传承的心意放在我们心里面。
Please put this burden of passing down the faith.
让我们知道我们受拣选不是只有我们自己得蒙益处。
It's not just us being benefited.
而是你命令我们要把你的话语要传给我们的下一代。
That we need to pass your word to our next generation.
然后再他们再传给下一代。
And they will pass to their generations afterward.
从你的话语。
It starts from your word.
若我们不遵从不读你的话，我们如何能传承呢？
If we don't read your word, how can we pass down?
所以求你来帮助我们。
So God, I ask you to help us.
让我们能够喜爱你的话语，能够把我们话语传给我们的孩子。
To love your words, to pass it down to our kids.
奉主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Lenny 的信息。华人父母哈，有时候罩不住孩子，就会说我是妈妈，我是爸爸，听我的，因为我老大。可是我们发现通常在家里这个是不 work 的。
In Asian cultures, we always, when we cannot argue with our kids, we tell them, listen to us because I'm your parents, I'm your father, I'm your mother. But this actually doesn't really work in homes.
如果我做母亲，我遵守神的话。
Me as a mother, I follow the word of God.
我就可以告诉我的孩子，你也要遵守神的话。
I can tell my kids, you also need to follow the word of God.
你和我一起。有一个最高的权威是我们家里每一个人都要遵守的。
You and I have under the highest authority, and you and I need to obey this authority.
也许我们会面临一个问题，就是哎呀，我的孩子已经大了，现在怎么办？
Maybe we may face a situation. Oh, my kids is all grown up. What do we do now?
但我相信，从我们知道真理、知道上帝的心意开始。
From the point that we know God's heart, God's will,
我们活在神的话里面就不会太晚。
It's not too late to live in the Word of God.
对我们的家也是，对我们的下一代也是。
It's the same for family. It's the same to the generation after us.
好，今天晚上我们用这一首诗歌来结束，从这代到那代。
Let's sing using this song.
荣耀能力归给耶和华，他必所当得的荣耀归给他，不分种族国家，起身来颂扬，在宝座前高举双手。
Give us a solution.
怎么样跟下一代连接？
How to connect with the next generation?
主就是把你的话遵守，而且教训他们。
Yes, it's obey and pass down your commands.
主，当我们遵守你的话，
Lord, when we obey your word,
当我们活在你的话里，
when we live in your word,
我们研读你的话，了解你的话，
we read your word to understand your words,
并且把它行出来，
and to live out your words.
我们的儿女也了解你的话，读你的话。
Our children will also know and read your words.
在我们的家庭里面，每一个人都高举你的话，以你的话为我们生活的权威。
And everyone in the family raises your words has the highest authority.
主啊，我们世世代代都要连接在一起。
And generations with generations connecting.
而且最主要是与你连接在一起。
The most important is connected with you, Lord.
主，我们子子孙孙都平安了。
That then there will be peace in our generations after us.
今天晚上我们呼求你的恩典。
Tonight we ask for your grace.
重建你话语在我们家庭里面的权威和地位。
Reestablish the authority of your word in our house.
主，当我们遵从你的话，
when we obey your words,
我们的儿女也要遵从你的话。
While our children will obey your words.
主，当我们一起来敬畏你，我们的儿女就有避难所。
When they fear you, they will have refuge.
主，我们和我们的孩子都要藏在你话语里。
That our children will hide in your words.
主，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
求你按照我们各家的需要，
according to our needs,
帮助我们重建你话语的权威，
reestablish the authority of your word.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
求主成全。
Lord,fulfill us, Lord. May it be done.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天晚上的聚会就停在这里。礼拜五大家都很辛苦，求神赐福每一位有非常好的休息，一觉睡到天亮。明天早上9:30。
God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow at 9:00.